have a rare privilege this morning. We have a guest speaker, and his very presence, his warm, loving, and principled presence, elevates our vibration by stimulating within each one of us the desire to be our best selves. Friend to us all, and a most welcome speaker to talk about the fundamentals of living, please welcome Mr. Ivan Shearing.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, special good morning to our present audience, and a special good morning to our listening audience. I thought as a topic this morning, I'd touch on the fundamentals of life. What are the fundamentals? Interesting, when you think of fundamentals, it applies basically to everything. What would you say the fundamentals are to transportation or baking? If we take transportation, we can think of the rail, the automobile, the aircraft, the steamships. They're all different, you might say, aspects or facets of transportation. But they really all get boiled down to the fundamental purpose of transporting from one point to another. The many aspects of speed and comfort and viability, they all enter into it. But everything goes back to the fundamental basis of purpose. In baking, what is the purpose? You may have cakes and buns and all the various aspects, but it all goes back to the point you're taking some ingredients, combining them for the purpose of creating food, or whatever the purpose may be. Usually baking has that point and making it worthwhile. And so what are the fundamentals of life? We have many different aspects of life. Most people become involved in the aspects rather than in the fundamentals. We have, of course, a large influence of religion, where many people belonging to religion base their life on the concepts, the theories established and taught within that religion. And yet, as we know, those religious theories don't get down to the fundamentals. They are aspects that are separate from the fundamentals. They're a facet that deals with, you might say, personal benefit. To us, as Caballerians, the fundamentals of life can be brought down to those universal laws. It is the universal laws that are fundamental. Everything that exists, exists for a reason. Everything that exists has a fundamental purpose. Each one of us has a fundamental purpose. We measure that by our birth path. We measure that by our gradations of growth and opportunities to incorporate and express the various qualities particular to the individual. And we have the knowledge of the expression of that potential through the mathematics of name, etc. Fundamentals of life are based on those five basic truths. They are the fundamentals because they are universal in nature. They are applicable to each and every individual. They are constant, invariable. They are reliable. They incorporate all those positive qualities that we think of as the constructive expressions of reason. The fundamental aspect of life is to provide that avenue of expression for reason, the reason of being, the reason there is such a thing is a little beyond our scope of understanding in the present time. It's like that little acorn understanding the cycle of the parent tree and the involution into the earth and the elevation, back again to another production of acorns. Here we are, the little acorn, not knowing just the tree from which we have dropped or sprung, and little do we know the full cycle of this involution and evolution of what we term reason. Why do we call it reason? Because it best describes this fundamental aspect of life, of being. Nothing happens. Nothing takes place. Nothing comes about unless there is a reason for it. And that's the first fundamental of life, the reason of being. It is fundamental because without a reason, there is no expression. Reason is that quality of intelligence that initiates or expresses as cause to bring about the alteration in potential into a structural or form of some nature. The involution of reason into being is the process that you might say defies understanding, except as we understand the effect. To see reason is seeing the invisible. And it is like studying the effect to understand the cause. I think we've used the illustration before where in the subatomic field, the particles are so elusive and so difficult to perceive, measure, recognize, or define because they are, you might say, science isn't able to create a mechanism to see the invisible. So what they do is measure and record the shadow of that invisible force. And you wonder, how can an invisible force create a shadow? Somehow it does. And that's beyond my scientific understanding. But the point is that the involution of this reason into being is only understood and conceived by the expression of it in this finite plane, or through the plane of reason itself, which is that conscious stage of growth. So that as we've learned to reason to a point, certain finite things become apparent, whether you're a child learning the reason of adding two apples and two apples, the reason you get four if you do that, and the complications of understanding, you might say, the fundamentals. And so we go to school, university, to learn the fundamentals of reason of being in the finite plane. And we learn to interpret the mechanics of life to give us an understanding. And so science is doing that in the atomic and subatomic level and trying to explain the reasons for being on that scale. And then the cosmologists are looking at the bigger picture and trying to figure out the reason of the Big Bang, whatever. So this reasoning remains on a limited scale. It's like the individuals that can see with a microscope these subatomic activities, but beyond that, they don't see anything else. And so the world is living in a world of fundamental reasoning, limited only to that which they can see, taste, touch, smell, hear. And they are recognizing the reason of this form. And so they're studying sickness, and they see a germ or a virus or some destructive form of life, and they attack that form and saying, we're going to cure diabetes by this method, and we're going to cure polio by that method. Their limitations are such that they're locked within that finite plane. But when it comes to discovering the reason of being, we've got to expand our thinking. And it's like using the shadow to determine the activities and the qualities and nature of that invisible force. We have to learn to reason on a different level. Instead of reasoning on the finite level, we must learn to reason on the universal level. To us, the universal principle is like the shadow. It tells us the reasons that are being expressed in this finite plane. And so the average person meets someone and say, hello, Mary, how are you today? That's a nice hat you're wearing or something. And we're dealing with the fundamentals of the finite. But to you, when someone says, hello, Mary, immediately click 1, 2, 3. You've just created a shadow, and the shadow has allowed you to see the invisible qualities that are manifesting through that particular channel of expression. The fundamentals of life are the fundamentals of reason. And the reason that exists on the finite plane is only on the outer path. It's learning this quality of reason that expresses in a logical logical, consistent pattern, the laws of being. We use different terms to discuss different things, but the laws of life are really those fundamental expressions of reason that follow the intelligence that the law depicts. The consistency of the law is what gives it its intelligence, and its intelligence reflects the reason of its being. So the fundamentals of life are to be recognized on that broader scale, the universal scale. And so we have our concept of the five basic truths. Those five truths are the fundamentals of the reason of being. They represent the foundation upon which everything else is understood and recognized from a universal plane of understanding. It's reason understood on the universal level, put it that way. Understanding the reason of being lifts our mind from the incidentals. Now, the incidentals are always not only important, but they're part of the essentials. So the involution and evolution brings matter into form, and the involution of the reason of being brings the form into life. And the principles of being and the principles of life, or should I say the principles of life, are an extension of, a development of the principles of being. And so we have rocks and mountains and oceans and different structural forms, which is an involution of reason to create the logic of being, the fundamental structure, the skeletal framework of being. And then we have the reason of being becoming involved in this life itself, where there is that union of the reason with the form to produce an animation of reason. We talk about the permanence of mountains, although they change, we know, but they're such a large scale of change. There's such a large evolutionary pattern, or long evolutionary pattern, that we end up thinking of those things as more permanent. And so the things that exist, you might say, sub-life, are consistent with the change being very gradual over longer periods of time. Whereas within that connection with reason, through the animation of the intelligence, we have the acceleration of change. And while it has taken aeons and aeons of time for mountains to appear, it takes only fractions of time for the animation to change when the intelligence of reason becomes the fundamental purpose of that form. The fundamental purpose of life is, of course, to be that reflection of that which we can't see, but the reflection of that which we can come to understand by studying the reflection. It is by studying the reflection of reason that we understand the mathematical principle. The 1-9 principle is not invisible. It is visible in this finite plane. And we see from studying that fundamental principle that it is applicable to that which is not so finite. The quality of being. The quality is that essence, as you all understand, that is the intelligence of reason. But it is the unfoldment of that intelligence that allows us to discover the principle working through life. So the fundamental of life, to a Kabbalarian, is the laws that govern the involution of this essence of animation and the expression of the qualities of intelligence ultimately through the human mind. All other forms below the human channel are part of that finite plane and restricted and limited to it in all aspects. It is that conscious potential within the vehicle of the human form that makes the difference. The human vehicle has the unique ability through the use of language to express reason through a logical arrangement of both form, language, and thought, ideas, concepts, using language, but with a mental intelligence. It's like someone taking the keyboard down there and just banging a bunch of notes, and all you get is banging on the keys. It doesn't sound like any kitten. It sounds like some great kitten on the keys. You may not remember. That's an old song. I just dated myself. But anyway, if you don't understand, of course, it becomes just a cacophony of noise. Whereas with the understanding, then the intelligence can be utilized to create beautiful music. In the same way that this reason of being coming through the human channel has the quality of mathematics in the form and in the arrangement and within the structural nature of the language to provide the transition of potential into reality of thought. And the reality of thought is the fundamental purpose of this form of being. I mean, the acorn has its purpose, and the corn kernel has its purpose. The monkey has its purpose. We don't know what it is yet, but it's part of the purpose of life somehow, except to make fun of us as it looks back at us. Does all kinds of antics. But here we are wondering, what that monkey represents when we don't really understand what we ourselves represent. And that's because we haven't developed that fundamental understanding of our purpose. But as we come to appreciate this reason of being in form through mathematics, we see the same reason of being in the invisible plane of thought. Now, just as science uses a shadow to understand what they can't see, we use mathematics and language to measure what we can't see. In other words, take a person's birth date, we take a person's potential, and we can see what is invisible. We can see the future. We have that precognition through the mathematical principle. We can say, these are qualities, this is what you will sense as wanting to do from your inner nature. This is what is going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen. This is when and how and what. All because we can measure the fundamental principle of reason through involution on that higher plane, the plane of logic and the plane of truth. They are the fundamentals of mind. What is the purpose of mind? The purpose of mind is to be the medium from which the potential can grow to become the absolute oneness with universal consciousness. And that fundamental principle relies on those five basic truths. But within mind itself, it is the truth and the logic, or the ability to logically link up the various facets that allow the mind to change and to grow. Just like that little kernel of wheat that you plant in the ground and it grows to complete its cycle. It's the same sort of growth in our minds as we strive to put together a logical concept based upon our truthful understanding of the principles of life, the fundamental principles of our existence. Now, if we can build logic based on our interpretation of these laws, and we can see the truth in them, we can see, for instance, the truth in cyclic patterns. And so we can use the logic of following those cycles. This is my one cycle, therefore I will initiate these plans that I have. I'm in a two cycle, then I will do this in establishing my social development, etc., etc. We have the ability to take our mind, and adapt it, utilizing the truth as we know it, and applying it in sequence. We see that in our diet. What is one of the major problems in the world today? Isn't it sickness? Isn't it the lack of fundamental health? What is the fundamental basis of health? The purpose of the human body is to be the vehicle for that potential, the spark within. And where the vehicle is misused from the point of an unbalanced name, from the point of illogical mental training, from the inducement of desire to live according to profitable concepts, indulging in foods that are not part of the fundamental principle of health, but are really part of the fundamental principles of greed and acquisitiveness. In any event, when we ignore and don't incorporate within our minds the truth and the logic of this fundamental purpose and principle of our being, of ourselves, of life, then we don't have the connection with that universal power. And so in the philosophy, we've been privileged by Mr. Parker giving us those fundamentals, those five basic truths. He's given us the foundation of logical reasoning. What is the first thing you do when you have a cold or a sniffle or feel whatever? Or maybe you have a cut or something, some challenge to your well-being. What does your mind do? What does your mind process in the way of thought patterns? You have the logical foundation of the fundamental principle of the reason of the physical body. I believe my body is the temple of the spirit, and we have the reason to, we understand the reason of the functioning of the body. Draw in the power of reason through the breath of life by uniting those three forces, and to be the active avenue of conscious expression by utilizing the connection with the fundamental logic, fundamental truths, and then the reflection of those fundamentals in our daily expression. So, whenever we have a challenge physically, we apply the logic to our physical well-being, our circulatory system. Is it overloaded with substances that we've overeaten that are detrimental to our good health? Are we drinking enough water to flush out the system? Are we getting enough sleep to allow the body to rebuild? Are we tense and worried and frustrated and our emotions out of whack? Are we really losing our cool when it comes to driving in the traffic? We have a logical sequence where we're relating the situation with the purpose of the human vehicle and the purpose of our individual being. And it's that fundamental relationship that allows the logic to to become intelligent in its development, which then leads to the truth. Truth is the result of logical, intelligent growth, where we believe in illogical theories, various personalized religious concepts, the various fallacies that are foisted upon us through controlled education, such as the medical profession teaching certain concepts about disease and germs and cancer and things that are so fundamental. And it's recognized that the main tools of the cancer concept is, cut and burn. And they know that it doesn't work. It may prolong under duress, in other words, the suffering that goes with it, but there's no logic to it. There's no fundamental basis of their actions other than the fact that it's big business. And so the fundamental aspect of life to us is this search for the logic of the principle and the development of that logical understanding to a clear, truthful concept. What is concept? Concept is the elevation, the evolution, I guess we might say, of the reason of being through those fundamental principles. Looking around the world today, there isn't much logic, very little. Logic in the finite plane may work. They may build a new bridge or a tram line or something, and it works. And there may be some degree of mathematical certainty and accuracy to it. But the key to life lies not in the finite, in the form and dimension of matter, but in the quality and development of the invisible plane of reason, the qualities of reason. And that's where logic is so necessary in order to build the foundation of evolutionary thinking. They talk about building a house upon sand and how the simile represents the uncertainty of sand. What is one of the major fears if we have a severe earthquake? What's going to happen to Richmond? They tell us that it's based on, the build-up of sand, basically, and that when it's going to start moving, it becomes very unstable. Whereas some that's built on, rock foundation doesn't have the same volatility, should we say, or the same instability. The building one's house on the sand of illogicality brings the danger of the house falling down. And so this is the illogicality that we see in the world today. The political systems that have created the foundation of wars and competition and the subjugation of people, the illogicality of the economic system, which breaks down the well-being of the people through starvation and suffering, the illogicality of the social system, where the rich are rich and the poor get poorer, and the separation of people on a scale of preferential treatment. In other words, it's like the caste system, where the very, very rich have their sort of privileges, and the very varying degrees of financial standing creates their standing on the social scale. So the illogicality of that only brings greater discord. And so we have the political, the economic, the social, we could say the health system, and the illogicality of that. And as a result, we see more and more and more money being directed to treating ill health rather than the logical application of the principle to establish good health. And yet, we give credit where credit is due, the common sense of reason coming through mind is there. So we see the influence of non-smoking and now not eating so much red meat anyway. At least they've reduced the quantities that's supposedly successful. The recognition of, you know, the toxins in the atmosphere, so on and so forth. So, you know, it's just that the logic is of the quality of intelligence expressed through the logic does not equal the strength of emotional desire that is the controlling factor in the reasoning expressed on that finite plane. Greed, power, prestige, fame, fortune, all of those things are emotions that are fostered because it creates the control of other people. And the ability to see the universal principle of one breath, one life, and one principle is the opposition to that selfish, centerized ideal of me first and the devil take the hindmost. And so we have all the suffering in the world because of this lack of logic, which does not produce the truth pertaining to life, and the resultant discord is life on the rocks, so to speak, disintegrating in a way where life becomes worse and worse, and the rich only become richer, but they don't have the principle. While they may be able to afford many things, they can never, ever buy their way on the plane of spiritual logic, principle logic, nor can they ever buy or bribe or find any avenue to bridge that plane of understanding on the plane of truth. And so our fundamentals in the philosophy are to set aside our distorted upbringing of thinking pertaining to the religious belief in personalized gods, to recognize the distortions in the concept of what we are, who we are, and what our purpose is. Instead of thinking we're one of God's children and we're to do God's work, that we recognize that we are that individual channel of conscious potential. And we have an individual purpose that's related beyond this physical plane, beyond this finite plane. It is beyond the demarcation, well up into that plane of universal intelligence. Our potential is to bridge that gap and climb ever higher to that universal plane of reason. The fundamentals in the Kabbalistic philosophy teach us how to live constructively, how to create that physical channel by knowing the logic in our eating, in our, in all personal matters, from cleanliness and rest, exercise, relaxing, all those fundamental principles. We have the logic to know how to remedy those. So you have a cut. You put some egg oil on it, and it makes it heal much quicker and much faster. We know the effect of our thinking. Happy thoughts are healthy thoughts. And we know the logic of that, because our thinking is relative to the frequency of thought energy. And if we have a thought energy quality that's discordant, it only causes discordancy in the physical body. And yet, people are out there and said, well, get it off your chest, yell at them, shout, and, you know, so on and so forth, thinking that this is the avenue of emotional release. Instead, it's only emotional encouragement. We recognize the logic of emotional disciplined mental control over the emotions to ensure that that energy is an asset and used constructively rather than a destructive quality that keeps tearing us down, making us sick. The tensions in our thinking are so fundamental to the cause and the delay, delay and the, interference in the evolution of our potential. And it's learning how to logically come to recognize the importance of applying that mental clarity, which is a recognition of the truth, then applying that truth to our mental processes, which in turn control our emotional processes. So if we feel a little sensitive, we use our mind to create relaxation. If we sense a little heaviness and a moodiness, we use our mind logically to say that is a destructive thing. It will tear down my well-being. It could cause many forms of sickness, a cold. If I think it bad enough, long enough, it can cause a form of disease. And so it's this recognition of logical processes in our thinking pattern that represents the fundamental principle of conscious evolution. As we face each day with the logic of the principle, as we make each day a truthful reflection of the potential of that day, of the potential of our individual vehicle, as we use the opportunity to turn potential into conscious reality, then we have the means by which the fundamental purpose becomes the fundamental purpose becomes the, well, the conscious reality of that purpose. It becomes the true reflection of our reason of being. We're so different in the sense that we have a basis of logical reasoning that opens up such a vast potential on that higher plane, to allow our minds to perceive the invisible energies that manifest, to come to understand the principles of those invisible energies and how they function. We study our cycles, and we think, well, what is it that makes a one-day quality? What is it that makes the eighth cycle this quality of fruition? We see it as a gradation of consciousness in its natural expression. But it's learning the quality of intelligence which opens their mind, our mind, to perceive the quality of reason. Quality of reason is fundamental to the purpose of everything. Your quality is fundamental to the mathematical principle that defines the quality of your birth path, your group, individual, unique, minor lessons, and of course the involution of consciousness through language into a name creates the mind, which creates the fundamental avenue of potential logical reasoning to bring us to that state of conscious understanding. And that is our purpose. The very fundamental reason to be is to become universally conscious. That's the bottom line. Are we there yet? Where are we going? Well, we are striving to reach that oneness with reason on that conscious plane. Reason is universal, and so to become one with reason, we must become conscious on universal levels, the universal plane of being. That's our purpose. That's the fundamental basis of life itself, of everyone that lives, and especially of each one of us with our broader understanding of these principles. So when they say, get down to the fundamentals, that's what it means. Start living the universal principle. Good morning.